This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whyever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Parler when it comes back, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear the radio show any other way, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and it's playing right now, right there, this show and me talking. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have got Mary on the line with a question for
you. Okay.
Okay. Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hi, Denise. I want to ask a question about where to go to find these, quote, declassified documents. Once things are declassified, can everybody go somewhere to read these things? For instance, I think Friday in court, Giselle Maxwell's case stuff was declassified, or Hunter Biden, whatever's declassified. People talk about this, it's got awful stuff in it, but it's like, how do they know that? Where can you go to find it? Can I go to find it?
Yes.
Where?
The declassification that Lindsey Graham did on Crossfire Hurricane, you can find that at judiciary.senate.gov. And if you click on the press tab, all of the documents are there. It was released on January the 15th. When it comes to Hunter Biden, you have to go over to the Senate Department of Homeland Security Committee site, because that was his committee that did the Hunter Biden documents. Now, Giselle's, or Ghislaine Maxwell's, I should say, Giselle, that's what's-his-face's wife. let's see, declassified. I don't know where those are. There were some, I know that several sites had some released last July, but I did see that there were some here recently, but I don't know where they are, so I can't help you with Ghislaine Maxwell's yet.
Yeah, thank you. I just don't want to read somebody else's interpretation. I really don't.
No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mary. And, okay. By the way, did you know today is National Freedom Day?
Okay, good to know.
National Freedom Day is the United States observance on February the 1st, honoring the signing by Abraham Lincoln of a joint House and Senate resolution that later became the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, where President Lincoln signed the amendment outlawing slavery on February the 1st, 1865, although it was not ratified by the states until much later. So that's what the significance of today is, February 1st. Now, other significance. The Donald Trump legal team took another new look with a couple of additions. One of them by the name. One of them by the name of David Schoen, and the other one, Bruce L. Castor Jr. What do you know about them?
I don't know anything about them. He didn't take an addition because he fired his team last week.
Yep.
And these are two new ones. The team that left last week left because, allegedly they say, that he wants to include voter fraud in the case. And they did not want to do that. So that's the reason that they were fired. So he has two new ones that were just announced yesterday.
Now, apparently,
so they're not additions, they're replacements.
Yeah, apparently Mr. Schoen is a very high-profile defense attorney, worked in a number of criminal cases, and his forte is something similar to what we're talking about here. He was also a member of the Civil Rights Litigation Committee, and Mr. Castor was a former district attorney of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, that went after different politicians for different things that they might have done along the line. So that's what we've got there. That's
They're both high-profile criminal case lawyers.
Right.
So it was Butch Bowers that had, and his team that had quit last week. So we'll see where this this goes.
Exactly. And a new counter-stimulus package has shown up. It's $600 billion versus the Democrats' $1.9 trillion. The Republicans want less. The stimulus checks would remain the same, but some other things would change. It's a kind of a high-stakes gamble again. I don't know what's going on here.
Look, the first two bills that we've already passed and been signed into law had so much other stupidness in it that nobody's paying attention to that. They're just paying attention to what may come. But we have all, you know, Biden is out there talking about that these schools need money in order to open again, which is just false, because in the first two bills they were given more money than they could ever possibly need.
Correct.
For their schools.
All right, hold that thought, because here comes the music. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk about that, because there is a lot of money in the system, and some of it was used for something other than what it was supposed to in California. Go figure. Why could that happen? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 400,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident, whatever it might happen to be, regardless of what you use, your fist, a club, a bat, your gun, a knife, whatever. But if you have to defend yourself, the first person that they're going to look at when they show up at the scene is you, not the other guy, you. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There is a link there for the USCCA. Click on that link and find out more about what it is they can do to help you and become a member just like I am. I'm a life member. And you don't have to become a life member, but find out what membership can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We were in the middle of a conversation, and we had to go to break, so your turn.
Yeah, so as I said, there was more money in the first two COVID bills that have passed for education than they could ever possibly use. So right now I'd be asking little Miss Jen Psaki, have they assigned a inspector general to how that money is being spent at the state level. That's the first thing. The second thing is, in the second bill, most of it hasn't even been spent yet. Most of it hasn't even been spent. And so now you got Biden talking about a third one?
Yeah.
It's really outrageous. The other piece is, in the second bill and in the third bill, it's essentially bailouts for these states, especially cities, that are so far in debt because of legacy union costs. It makes them, you know, whole again. And, you know, the states that are running well, like Florida, completely resent a state like New York or Illinois, much less California. They didn't run their states right, but so the blue states want to bail out from the red states taxpayers? Uh-uh. So this is the position, the stance that the GOP is standing on. And it is said now that the really liberal Democrats are ignoring Biden's quest for unity. They're saying, screw that. We're gonna ram through the $15 minimum wage, and we're gonna ram through this bill under reconciliation, and there won't be any unity. So we're in for a very, very rocky road here, ladies and gentlemen, between now and, say, March or April. It's going to be just ugly.
Now, what is going on with Chicago? The teachers are threatening a strike.
The Lori Lightfoot ordered the teachers back into the classrooms today. So we'll see whether that really happens or not. We'll see who shows up.
Okay, well, it is what it is, and unfortunately...
Well, see, here, you've got Biden that says we may not, and of course he's getting this from Fauci, you got both of them are saying we may not go back into class for 100 days. Well, 100 days puts us at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
So there is no school.
Right.
So... here's what I would be demanding. Whether your kids are in school or not, whether you even have kids, which I don't have in the system, but I'm a taxpayer. But I'm also in Florida, so it's a different story. But, you know, taxpayers in other states. I would be demanding right now a waiver or a termination of what is known as qualified immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because these politicians have qualified immunity, meaning that if any decision that they make results in the death of somebody, or mm-hmm. deaths, meaning more than one, mm-hmm. maybe thousands, or in other types of harm, they cannot be touched. Hello, Governor Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the... New York State Attorney General is trying to have that qualified immunity that Cuomo put on himself removed. So he is just as guilty as, you know, any other criminal causing the death of somebody.
Well, if you listen to Janice Dean, she's hot on the trail.
Well, I know it, but she needs not to be by herself in this. She really needs... pretty much anybody who has any kind of connection to New York. And that means that if you got relatives there, if you got property there, if you, you know, whatever. So qualified immunity is the most disgusting thing that mm-hmm. I know of here at this point.
Now, let me ask you a question. We found out over the weekend, and I almost fell over when I found out about this amount, that the United States has already spent $161.5 million and counting, more in the works, to keep the 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed alive at Gitmo, and they wanted to give him a free COVID shot. Well, there was so much fouled around over that over the weekend that they put that on hold temporarily anyway.
Right. Correct. The Pentagon stopped that one. So they are not, the detainees are not getting the shot, at least for right now. Now, I saw that number, 161 million. I'd be looking at that one pretty carefully. I think that somebody is just putting something out there because I don't think they realize the cost of keeping all of Gitmo alive. And we have to remember to give a hat tip to Trump because he re-signed the documents to keep Gitmo alive and well. And I would say it was good cause because now we are hearing, let's go all the way back to the Taliban in Afghanistan, is now that we're hearing that they are now protecting once again the growth of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Not that the Biden administration would ever put anybody else in Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of times that some of these Islamic State fighters should have been there.
Sure.
And the truth of the matter is that these other allied nations should be kicking in some money for the cost of Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for obvious reasons, but,
now,
it isn't all just there. There's at least, I don't know how many are still left in Guantanamo. 40?
40 or 50, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't just for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Right. But that number is probably the total for all of them, not just him personally.
Yes, that's right. Of course.
Yeah. Let's talk about Kamala Harris, because over the weekend a story came out from the Washington Examiner about her and a comment that she made. She said that the West Virginia coal miners that lose their jobs could just find new work reclaiming abandoned landmines overseas. Let her go first.
Some things really don't even require a response, and that's one of them.
Well, it's asinine to say the least. I mean, good God. Where did
her stepdaughter apparently has now kind of used her position as vice president because her stepdaughter now has a fat job at a modeling agency.
Hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Stephen Moore, who is an economist, has said that Joe Biden's focus should be on the economy first, not climate change. Then he had to toss in there, come on, man.
Touche.
Yeah. Why is he putting so much emphasis on climate change? Because of AOC and Biden?
You got John Kerry, who's now a climate change czar.
Yep.
If you ever listen to anything so ridiculous, it was what was it last Thursday in the White House when you had Gina McCarthy and John Kerry up there talking about climate change and, the air we breathe causes such illness and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Well, it should be pointed out that all of the states with the highest unemployment are blue states, starting with Hawaii, Nevada, California, Colorado, New Mexico, New York, and, Michigan.
New Jersey.
Yep.
New York.
Yep. They're all
California.
Well, I already mentioned New York, but yeah, they're all in that. And California is number three. Number one is Hawaii. All right. Here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Look forward to reading your articles when they come out. Go to founderscode.com.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Founderscode.com for Denise Simon. Founderscode.com. There you go. I'll be back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
In the last 12 months, we've spent or committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who've lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is you know not worried about the fact that we have $27 trillion worth of debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses to better serve you. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a phone call at 800-659-2080. Here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. They have another one, which is down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, in either case, I would strongly suggest, as you've heard me talk about it before with Bo Browning, who comes in here every other week, to take the tour, to see what it is that they have to offer. And the best way to do that is to call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and find out what we already know you are going to have a tremendous career opportunity unfold right in front of your eyes. So that's the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and schedule an appointment. All right, well, the big news of the night has been the military coup that's been staged in Myanmar, where the military has actually seized power again. They've detained the elected officials there. They've charged them with election fraud, which has handed the power back to the military, and they've imposed a state of emergency for 1 year, according to the statement that was read on the military-owned television station. Now, the generals made the moves just hours before the parliament had been due to sit down for the first time since the NLD, which is the National League for Democracy's party, won the November 8th election, viewed as a referendum of the fledgling democratic government. Now, they got 83% of the vote. And, of course, the military said, no, that's not possible. It was fraud. And they stepped in because of the complaints of many people and took control of the government. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. As a matter of fact, it's happened several times before. And when Donald Trump first came into office, Myanmar was in fact run by a military junta. And the negotiation for the civilian government was made while Donald Trump was in office. Now, since he's not there, it looks like the military has once again exercised their power and taken control of the civilian government. We'll have to keep our eyes on it and see what happens. Now, the other thing is the Pentagon is still working with a May deadline for a full withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, but it appears that a Defense Department spokesman said that the way ahead is unclear as General Lloyd Austin, retired, the current Secretary of Defense, is asking for a complete revamp and is taking a look at the whole process of whether or not we should be pulling our troops out of Afghanistan, let alone Iraq. And my prediction is the troops will stay in Afghanistan much longer, maybe even more than what's there already, and the troops will stay in Iraq, same scenario, maybe a few more than what's already there, not to mention the fact that since the troops pulled out of Somalia, they may be going right back because of the situation down there. We'll see. We'll see. Now, veterans are well aware of the plan to eliminate some of the TRICARE premiums when it comes to adult children under the age of 26. It's been called for and asked for by a number of parents that have their children still living with them up to age 26. And a proposal to allow adult children to remain covered under their parents' TRICARE plan until age 26 without having to pay the extra premium or a separate TRICARE plan has been introduced in Congress. Will it be passed? Maybe. But something certainly needed to be done. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Black Sea, not to be forgotten, Russia's turf. The deployment of two U.S. Navy ships, along with a refueling ship, is the largest American presence in the waterway in 3 years. They entered the Black Sea under the careful eye of the Russians, who are watching their every move, obviously. And the U.S. and Australia has announced that they plan to carry on with the massive Talisman Sabre exercise. Despite the pandemic, the U.S. and Australia will hold a large-scale multinational military exercise in a land down under this summer, despite all the challenges of the coronavirus pandemic, according to the Australian Defense Department. By the way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Germany's defense minister, in his first conversation with her, since taking up his new post, that Germany is a highly valued highly valued station for American soldiers. Now, what does that mean? It means those 12,000 troops that we're going to pull out of Germany, they aren't going anywhere. They aren't going anywhere. All right, let me drift over to the telephone lines here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this real quick. I was wondering if I could make a vent on one point. First point regarding Myanmar issue, that you and I, Denise, were talking about, and you and Kyle were talking about, that goes back, obviously, you know, 10 or 12 years with Hillary Clinton and them getting involved and trying to how should I say, declare a victory where there wasn't one to be declared, so to speak.
They drove them towards China at that time, didn't they?
It's right. To a certain extent, yes. Yeah. From what I understand, the whole situation. Then John Kerry comes in and he meets with one of the civilian, democratic leaders. Put that in quotation. And then they claimed the Obama administration claimed victory, trying to help Clinton out in as far as her foreign policy faux pas when she was running against former President Trump. Now, so then even former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in 2018 that they were actually disputing some of the claims of these alleged genocides taking place against the Muslim minority mm-hmm. in the area. Now that's neither here nor there. But and even then former Secretary Pompeo said there was questions raised in the last parliamentary elections, like Denise had alluded to. Yeah. I think what's going on, I think the powers that be want back in Myanmar for whatever the reason. I think they considered them low-hanging fruit and easy to coerce.
Well, let me butt in for a minute. What runs through the middle of Myanmar?
I do not know what that resource is.
Let me tell you. Two major oil pipelines.
Well, there you go. Okay.
And where do they go? China.
That's a part of, how should I say, Syria foreign policy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. And then the next issue you were talking about was, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
The going back into the Middle East, or going back into Somalia, going back into Afghanistan, Iraq. Here's my opinion on that as a former, how should I say, war fighter with two sons on active, or one son still on active duty, another son. That's not an activity. Here's my opinion on that. Okay. When are the other countries, Johns and Janes, going to step up to the plate after all these decades of U.S. assistance, Western assistance, NATO assistance, education, trillions of dollars going into all these countries to help mm-hmm. them stand on their own? Mm-hmm. When are they going to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps? Now, the Afghanistan thing, in my opinion, that has to do with a lot of rare earth minerals going on over there, and that's where China comes in.
Lithium.
And they are the world's largest manufacturer mm-hmm. of lithium, rechargeable batteries comes out of China. And what's going on in Somalia? Okay. I have no idea. I think
here comes the music.
Yeah, roger that. But you get my point, sir.
I do.
Take my call. Simplify.
All right. Thanks, Eric. And yeah, I do. But when it comes to China, they got their nose in all of this over there. All of it. All right. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows will be back February the 13th and 14th down here in Sarasota. I'll be there on the 13th, which is Saturday. So go to their website, twoguysshows.com. You can get an advance ticket, save yourself some money with a little coupon thing that's right there. And if you need to call or ask any questions, their number is 727-776-3442. That's Two Guys Shows, twoguysshows.com, the website. Check them out. You'd be glad you did, because we all know that the certainty of gun sales in this country and where it's going to go is uncertain. Isn't that right, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, how deep is the snow in your front yard?
I wouldn't say it's any more than, you know, 6 inches right now, but it's still snowing. It's supposed to snow all day, so.
Till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. Okay.
Big storm. I mean, the biggest one we've had here in a long, long time.
Okay, well, I know what you have your kids doing today.
Yeah, there's going to be some shoveling going on, without a doubt.
Either that, yeah, so the family truckster can get out. Well,
my driveway's so steep, I'm going to need a plow. You get to the 18 inches, there's just no way.
Oh, boy.
It's just straight uphill.
All righty. Well, let's talk about something that's uphill, too. It's called the new counter-stimulus GOP package for $600 billion versus the Dems' $1.9 trillion. As it emerged yesterday, the stimulus checks are supposedly going to remain the same, $1,400, but the money, according to the Republicans, would be directed more towards where it needs to be instead of just throwing money over here and over there and over here.
Well, again, the $1.9 trillion... without a doubt, there's going to be a huge amount of money dealing with the government to just go into some hole somewhere, wasted, funneled through Washington, D.C. And I like by the South D.C. people. That's why, it was 7 out of 10 wealthiest zip codes are in and around Washington, D.C. Everybody takes their little hit, when you throw that type of money around. No, everybody shouldn't get another $1,400 stimulus check. I'm a big believer if you're going to, we need to target people who are still out of work because of the coronavirus and extended unemployment. I'm not a big believer in, flying a helicopter over the country and dropping money again. I think it's stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't look like they're giving much money for the states in regards to the Republican bill. And that's going to, that seems like it's going to be a non-starter with the Democrats in power. They need to bail out. But to them, in their mind, they need to bail out these blue states because they're in dire situation. I don't think it's something they should do, but I know it's something that they're going to push for. Yes, you had governors in blue states threatening higher taxes if they don't get their government money. So, we'll see. I mean, they'll probably, it's probably the Republicans opening offer. You got the Democrats offer at 1.9, and it'll probably come up maybe probably around $1 trillion to $1.2 trillion.
Well, Charlie Schumer is talking about the fact that in the Senate they're going to use reconciliation. That name, that term sounds familiar, right? Reconciliation, yes. To beat the GOP on the relief and wage proposals.
Yeah, but you can only do that. It's like a wild card. You can only use once a year.
Yep.
So if they choose to do it with this, which they can do, it'd be a 50% vote.
Yep.
But again, they're running into trouble too because Joe Manchin is not a fan at all of the $1.9 trillion either.
No.
So there's no guarantees that they'll be able to get that through in reconciliation.
But I would bet you that Murkowski and Romney would be the two Republicans that cross over. We got a call. Let me take the call here. Okay, good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs? And if so, go ahead.
Yes, this is a question for Chris. Chris, with my Vanguard, where through my employer, which I'm going to call your office tomorrow anyway, through my employer, I have a matching contribution. Whatever I can contribute, they will match. I switch over to you. I wonder what I can work that same, get that same matching deal as far as my contributions from my earnings.
Okay, thanks, Mel. Go ahead.
It's usually when you're running a program through your employer, it's going to be difficult to switch to anyone in regards to moving the money over. But we help people out and we advise them on how those accounts should be structured. So we help people out with that, especially if there's matching coming in. So it's a little bit more of a difficult thing to do. That's great. That's awesome. I love it when employers, I think it's a great thing to do, kick in and basically add to people's accounts. It's a great way to see it. It's unfortunate. So many Americans out there, they don't contribute to their retirement accounts, and they miss out on all of this matching money that their employers will offer. It's a shame.
Now, there's a situation going on in Russia over this dissident that they brought back that they arrested. I don't even want to try to pronounce his name. I believe it's Navalny. Is that the way? But
That's how I pronounce it. I don't know if it's right, but that's how I do it.
All right. 5,100 people were arrested over the weekend at the pro-Navalny protests across Russia, all across the country. That's a lot of people.
It's not that big of a figure until lately in certain circles as far as importance is concerned. But, when you having you got Russia in the way that that country's run under the thumb of Putin, the people who run that place, and they obviously use some draconian measures, and we've seen it in the past to shut people up. There's going to be people, seeing some protests and whatnot. That's a lot of arrests that are being made. And, I don't know. We'll see where the thing goes next.
I don't think that you're going to see much of a change over there in Russia at all, though.
Now, Donald Trump's Save America PAC has reported $30.9 million in their coffers, which isn't bad work if you can get it.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Donald Trump. I mean, I know they're raising money. I don't know what they're going to plan on doing with that moving forward. I'm curious to see what happens with this impeachment trial. I guess his lawyers quit. I was thinking maybe he'll go and defend himself. I think it'd be kind of interesting.
No, he's not going to do that. He's got a couple of trial attorneys that are going to represent him. But his lawyers quit because he wanted him to bring in the stolen election into the mix.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to work in regards to an impeachment hearing based upon inciting a riot. I don't know, I don't know that mode of defense. I don't know what they're exactly trying to do in regards to that. But, we all know this is not going anywhere. It's pretty much a waste of our time.
Yeah.
So, to me, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Now, Mike Pence, of all things, has also formed a fundraising group, and I don't know what that has to do with his political future, but he is, in fact, raising money for some sort of whatever.
Who's not raising money? How many emails do you get a day from some, some Republican, some
everybody,
or Democrat, that's
everybody
asking you for money, and that's just, it drives me crazy.
I'm now getting letters for the person that lost in the congressional election down here in my home district is asking for more money, but hasn't said whether or not they're running or not, but they want more money.
Yeah, it's one way we can get a lot of this ridiculous money out of politics, and in my opinion, make elections a lot more, in my opinion, fair in the sense based upon the two constituents in the district, is do not allow people to donate to candidates that they can't vote for.
Yeah.
Now, when I get an email from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because she's running for governor of Arkansas.
Me too.
I don't live in Arkansas.
No.
So I don't think people from outside the state should have to be allowed to influence an election just as much as I don't think I should be allowed to
spend money
through a candidate in Florida. It would
take
a lot of money out of politics.
What's going on with Bitcoin? Because it jumped above $38,000 as Elon Musk decided to add it to his Twitter profile.
Yeah, that he can get himself in trouble with stuff like that. This is part of the issue with these powerful people coming out there and sending out tweets on social media and are able to move certain securities in
well, he said one word. He said one word: Bitcoin.
Yeah, but again, he's got enough followers out there that can actually just move an entire market. I don't know how they're going to handle that. He's probably going to get reprimanded over stuff like that. We'll see. I don't know. Everything is kind of Wild West right now. Well, that is, when I'm talking Wild West, it is. I mean, it's lawless in many areas, as we saw last week with the powers that be and the hedge fund guys using and throwing their weight around to basically help their position in something that is normally against the law. It's just, to me, it's patently absurd. So yeah, we're dealing with a lot of fallout when it comes to Wall Street now, and I think you're going to continue to see a lot of volatility because of it.
Okie dokie. Well, a user agreement in Congress protection of Robinhood and Reddit are going to keep it from being sued by anybody. Found that out yesterday too.
They'll say it will, but it won't. I mean, they're still going to sue. You can sue anybody, and there's going to be enough pressure on that to say that maybe even that user agreement might not be lawful.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't shovel too much snow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, up there in the snow belt of Long Island. Oh boy, he's got kids to go out there and shovel the driveway. Snowplow and all that, holy smokes. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.